Oh, really?
Okay, so we're doing like this. Let's recap some of the Gemara here. Okay, pshat. Okay, so I don't think you need the Sfarah from yesterday. You need the pshat here, though. Okay, so let's go pshat in the Gemara. So you have this Ibaya of Rabbi. Okay, the question is, if a person puts... There's an Issur Darabanan of Rediyas HaPas, you know, once the bread's on the oven, to peel off the bread. That's an Issur Darabanan. Okay, it's a Shvas. There's Issur D'Oraisa to bake. So if you put bread in the oven on Shabbos, and now if you leave it in, the whole shatela bakes, you're going to be chayav Issur D'Oraisa. So the question is, are you allowed to pull it off in order to prevent the Issur D'Oraisa? The problem is, by pulling it off, you're violating Issur D'Rabanan. So are you allowed to violate the Issur D'Rabanan in order to prevent the chiyav chatas? Okay, that's what Rabbi says. Okay, chiyav chatas implies, because you're doing a b'shogeg, you put it on b'shogeg, so if you leave it on, it's going to be baking, and if you're violating the Issur of Malacha on Shabbos, b'shogeg, you chiyav chatas. So the thing is, do you allow the guy, in order to prevent the chiyav chatas, do you allow him to peel it off before it comes to the chiyav chatas? We say no. That's it. There's an Issur D'Rabanan in place. You have no right to violate the D'Rabanan. Now he's going to be chiyav chatas. Tough walk. Okay, that's what we see by. So the Gemara of Acha Barabaye wants to know what's the deal here. What's the case? So again, we're assuming it's shogeg. So the thing is like this. If the guy basically doesn't realize that it's Shabbos until after it fully baked, so then there's no kasha. What's the Ibaya? Is he allowed to do what? It's already fully baked. So there's no question there. So it must be talking about where the guy realizes before it gets fully baked that it's on its way to being baked. And now he wants to know, could he pull it off prior to it getting fully baked in order to prevent this chiyav chatas? Has to be the case. Before the Issur Chatas comes about, he wants to prevent it. Problem is that in general there's a principle that in order to be Chayav Chatas, you have to be Shogeg through and through, from the beginning till the end of the Aver. Okay, which in this case would mean from the beginning of the baking till the end of the baking, you have to not know that it's Shabbos. That's to be Shogeg. You have to not know that Afiyah is Asar. Okay, now in this case, if you find out prior to the completion of the baking that it's Shabbos and that you're not allowed to be baking, then even if it reaches its fruition, you're not going to be Chayav Chatas. Because in order to be Chayav Chatas, you have to be Shogeg, unaware of this thing, until the entire process is done. So it turns out either way, it doesn't work out. If you only find out after the process is done, then you're Chayav Chatas, and then peeling it off isn't going to help you. If you find out before the process is done, then you're never going to be Chayav Chatas. Because in order to be Chayav Chatas, you have to be unaware the entire time. So basically, the question, although it's a nice theoretical question, practically it just doesn't work out. There's no case for it to work out. That's Rav Acha's kasha on the Ibaya. Okay? We good? Any question? Okay. So now it says, so he answers back, he says, hold on a second. It says, Rav Shila says, it's talking about somebody else. In other words, I put the bread in the oven b'shogeg. Now, if I let it go, if it just happens to go, then I'm going to be chayav chatas. But someone else observes this whole phenomenon, and he goes to Bezin and says, hey, could I prevent this other guy from being chayav chatas? Because the other guy is going to end up being chayav chatas. So could I pull it off for him in order to prevent him from being chayav chatas? So the Gemara says, so that's the Ibaya. So could I not? So the Gemara asks, yeah, but hold on, Rav Sheshes rejects it. He says, what do you mean? You're going to tell one guy could do an Avera Derabanan in order to help the other guy avoid the Chiyav Chatas? Yeah, how does that work? I can understand to help prevent yourself from violating a Chiyav Deraisa, you'll do a Derabanan. But one guy could violate an Isser to protect the other guy? That's crazy. That can't happen, Rav Sheshes holds. So therefore, you can't learn that it's talking about a different guy. It's not like it doesn't work out. Okay, it doesn't work out. So that's where we're at. So Ella, I'm a Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi gives another answer. So Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, lola b'mezid. Really, it's talking about b'mezid, which means the guy put it in the oven b'mezid. Put it in the oven b'mezid. And now the question is, then he says, oops, I want to take it out. Okay? I realize I don't want to be chayiv. I don't want to be over in a sederaisa. Maybe I don't want to get skila, whatever, we'll see. But so I want to pull it out. So the question is, do you have a right to pull it out in order to provide violate this darban in order to prevent the mezid or not? So in mezid you don't have that problem. See, shogeg, you have to be unaware the entire time. But by mezid you don't have that. So the question is, the case of mezid, it works out perfectly. The only problem is that the bright that Rabbi Zibaya was kodem shiavol dechiyav chatas olo. Dechiyav chatas is shogeg. So that's why originally the Gemara tried to get this answer, but it doesn't work out because the other thing is it says chiyav chatas, right? Chiyav chatas is by a shogeg, not by a mezid. So it's the shogeg doesn't work out. So it gives an answer. It says mezid. So how you can explain the lashon? Oh, ve'ema kodem shiavol dechiyav skila. So it's a change it. It doesn't mean chiyav chatas. Change it. When he says, do you allow the guy to pull it out before he comes to chiyav chatas, it doesn't really mean that. It means chiyav aliday is or skila. Okay?
I don't really get it.
It's just changing it. I don't know. It's saying it's a misprint. It's a typo. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Saying is, even though he said that, lav dafka, that's not what he meant. Whatever. He meant, but it's still, but basically, it's whatever. And not only that, he says, Rav Acha b'reid Rava masin la behedja. In fact, the way Rav Acha brought down this Ibaya was actually openly that way. Amar Rav Biba Rabbi Hidbik Pas Betanor Hitiru those who called Mashiach Vuleday Isser Skila. Now, first of all, he didn't have it as an Ibaya. And also, it says, called Mashiach Vuleday Isser Skila. Okay, so it says changes to Isser Skila. So you see, he actually changed the gear, so don't worry about the fact that he says Chiyav Chatos. It didn't mean Chiyav Chatos, whatever. I'm not sure what it means, whether it's a misprint or it's a raya, that's really the way it's supposed to be read. Okay. That's the case, and that's the way it's supposed to be read, and now it says Chiyav Chatos. I don't know, whatever. I mean, I don't know how to answer, whatever. Just say, somehow there's a mistake. So some mistake, either there's a mistake or he's talking Lav Dafka, whatever it is, but that's what happened. And that's the case. Yerashi says, Behedja, Skila, says openly, Blossom Shitusa, Vlobishosim Baya. Right, so it's two differences. First of all, it says skila openly, and also he doesn't have it as an ibaya, he just has it as a resolved. Okay, fine. So notice there's two differences. Two differences here in this change. First of all, it's changing from chatas to skila, which means from shogeg to mezid. And also it's changing from chiyav chatas to iser skila. Okay, what does that mean? So chiyav, there's a difference between chiyav and iser, is that chiyav means we're actually going to be mechayiv you to bring a chatas. Chiyav skila would mean we're actually going to stone you. Iser chatas or iser skila would mean it's like an iser of shogeg, but technically you're not going to be chayiv a chatas. An iser chatas, I mean the iser which generally brings about a chiyav chatas, which you may be potter from the chiyav chatas because of a technicality, but it could be the iser chatas. Or an iser skila would be an iser b'mezid. Yeah, let's say without edim asra. So we're not going to kill you, but it's an iser skila. It's the sin, and the avera is really a skila avera. You just happen to not meet certain criteria. So it's saying is that apparently it seems simple pshat here. I mean, Tosa's going to get into this, but you're not going to actually stone the guy. Okay, we're not going to actually stone the guy. If he really wants to pull it off, and he's not pulling it off because there's the rabbana in place, even though he was mezid originally, we're not going to stone the guy. It's an iser skila. It seems so, and we'll get to it, but yes, I mean, that's what Tosa's going to say. It's because he really doesn't want to sit. He wants to pull it off, and he would pull it off, it's just the rabbana preventing him. Right. You know what I mean? So you can't really say he's like a mezid, you know? But whatever, we'll get to that. But for the time being, that's what the Gemara says. It says this, or it doesn't say. So it's changing, not only changing from chatas to skila, it's changing from chiyav to iser. Changing from chiyav to iser. Okay, you'll see, I'm pointing that out because that's going to be relevant. Okay, so that's the chashm of the Gemara. Okay, that's the chashm of the Gemara. Now, there's an open problem in the Gemara. The problem is like this, is that basically the Gemara, the simple way of reading the Braisa was that it's talking about chatas. Right? Or the Ibaya. It's talking about his chatas. It's talking about shogeg. Okay? Now, why did the Gemara abandon shogeg? Because it didn't work out. Okay? It didn't work out. Basically, all the ways he tried it, didn't work out. Because the guy's not going to be chayav the chatas, because he knew about it. If he knew about it, then he's not going to be chayav the chatas. And you say someone else, it can't be someone else, because someone else can't be a sinner for you. Fine. So it abandoned the chatas path, and it went to the skila path. Right? So it had to change it, make a major change, from chatas to skila, from the simple pshat of shogeg and change it to talking about mezid. Ah, but there's a, the Tosa says, ve'ela de'ahadar ve'idka mi'machayev tema, te'lishni emuli de'i iser chatas. Kedam resamach konishavo de'i iser skila. Is that why did it have to make such a major change from shogeg to mezid? Stick with shogeg, and instead of saying chiyav chatas, say iser chatas. Because he is doing the aver of a shogeg, it's the iser of a chatas, he's baking on Shabbos b'shogeg. Now technically, he's not going to be chayav a chatas, because in order to be chayav a chatas, you have to be shogeg unaware the entire time from beginning to end. So there's a technical reason why we're not going to be mechayiv you a cover chatas. But it's still the iser chatas, because you're doing iser deoraisa b'shogeg. So it's arguably even worse than the chiyav chatas, because you have a certain degree of knowledge. Normally, shogeg, you're totally unaware. Here, for part of the avera, you knew about the avera. So the simple way is you're not chayiv because you're closer to mezid. You're not going to let you bring a carbon chatas. Okay. So, but either way, it isn't iser chatas. It's just there's no chiyav chatas. You're lacking the technical mechayiv because you knew about it. Oh, so then. Why not just say that, Zibra Vivizibayo? Is that if the guy finds out in the middle, does he have a right to pull it off? It's Bishogeg. Does he have a right to pull it off in order to prevent the Isur Deo Raisa Bishogeg? Aye, Chiyav Chatos? Well, change it from Chiyav Chatos to Isur Chatos. Aye, you say you don't want to change from Chiyav to Isur? Well, you're doing that anyways. You're doing that in the Skila case. It says Isur anyway. So why change from Shogeg to Mezid? And also the chiyav to Esr, just stick within the shogeg. Stick within the shogeg and just say Esr Skila. Say Esr Skila. It's a logical overreaction. That's us kasha. It's an open kasha. It's not you don't need Tosfos to ask the kasha. Who asked? David asked the kasha yesterday. It's an open kasha. I mean, you read the Gemara carefully, you come to the kasha. You're right, it's an overreaction. It's like the Gemara's going. It's a good way to put it. I mean, the Gemara just. It's just ignoring. If I was going, it's totally changing the case where all it really needed was a small step. Why are you making such a big step? So let's, the Ramban's a little complicated. Okay, but essentially, I just want to get to, there's a lot of points in this Ramban. I just want to get to the main thing is I want to know how he's answering Tosfos Kasha. Okay? How he's answering Tosfos Kasha. So I guess there's a few Rambans, I guess. Nostra Akrina, different Gersos here. But let's, I guess, go with, the first one here. So let's see here. So we'll read this is like this. Yikud Kasha Lo. So this is on the Ramban on Dalam and Aleph. Yilim B'Shoyev Lo Yedkir Laman Hatiro. Yikud Kasha Lo. Some ask the question, Dilma de Chazula Inshi, the Amr Le Rada Osa. Maybe it's talking about where someone sees him and tells him to peel it off. So I don't know what that question means, because it doesn't seem to make sense, because who cares? But let's skip that question, okay? Because the question, let's do the other question. Vika the kasha le ode. Okay, this is the second question. Okay, this is the question which his answer really addresses. And it's like those questions. Dilma ayri, v'hizid b'lav v'shag b'karas. D'choshev shkaga, k'mvoyle k'man p'erakla gadol. So let's say you have a case of a guy who knew that it was asar. He knew it was asar to... He knew it was also to bake on Shabbos. Okay, he knew it was also to bake on Shabbos. He knew it was Nisan Deraisa. But he didn't know that it was Chayav, that it was Kares. Okay? Because in general, you only have a Shkel Karbon for things that there's there's Kares. Okay? And let's say he didn't know. Hizid Bilav, he was mazed about the Lav, the Shogeg of the Kares. But he was Shogeg regarding the fact there was Kares. Hashu Shkogeg. More like, come on, Perikol Gadol. So it's saying, so maybe the case is, so that's considered a shogeg. So it means, really, let's say he knew that it was asar. He knew it was asar the whole time. It's just ice, and why is it shogeg? So it's shogeg because he didn't know that it was kares. It was kares, so that's considered kares. That's considered, okay, I'm sorry, that's considered a shogeg. So why not say that that's the case, where he knew about the asar, he just didn't know there was a chiyuv, So what he says is, like, so that's his kasha is why not say that's the case? Okay, cases where it's shogeg, that's considered shogeg. Okay, consider that shogeg. But I don't know if he's saying that you got chayav chatas, because he ends up backing off of that. But that's considered shogeg. It's a question whether you consider that shogeg. Do you consider a guy who does the avera, the mezid, but he's shogeg about kares, is that considered shogeg? So the Gemara says on Kal Gadol here that that's considered shogeg. I think it's Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, why not say that's the case? But he says, V'ner d'lav kashi u'klal, t'mashmo le d'mishum chiv chatas dafka hetiru lo, v'lo mishum d'azir le'chil chil Shabbos. Okay. G'shem d'ilom in Yisrael, d'az lekasu chiv chatas b'emes ashal arados. Right, so basically what he's saying is, I mean, he works out the answers, but his point here is that the only reason why he'd be allowed to violate this Esser, this Darabonin, is to avoid the Chiyav Chatas. Not just because of an Esser. Okay? Not just because of an Esser.
Okay?
So therefore, the Mezik case isn't going to help you because he's not going to be Chiyav Chatas. And he says, and if they tell him also, he's not going to be Chiyav Chatas. Because now he knows about it. It's kind of like the same. It's like what the Gemara is saying, but he has an assumption here. I mean, I don't know if he's not addressing those kash openly, but you see the way he's explaining the Gemara is that in this point in the Gemara, the reason why he'd be allowed to violate the Isser would be in order to avoid the Chiyav Chatas. Not just because he's going to violate Nesa Deraisa, but it's specifically because of the Chiyav Chatas. That's the Gemara's question. That's different. Exactly. That's different. But that's going to answer Tosas Kasha, because Tosas Kasha is why not say that it's talking about Isser Chatas, but that's, no, because that's not the Ibaya at this stage in the Gemara. At this stage in the Gemara's question is do you say that it's mutter to peel off the bread in order to avoid a Chiyav Chatas? So you can't say it's talking about a case where he finds out in the middle, because there's no Isser Chatas. That's not the Svara. But Tosas' Svara, his assumption is that there's no that Chiyav Chatas and Isser Chatas is the same thing. But that's what Tosas is, in this point, Tosas is saying, no, this is the Ramban, it's clear, he's assuming that the only reason it would be mutter for you to peel off the bread is to avoid the Chiyav Chatas. To avoid an Isser Deraisa, the Shogeg, an Isser Chatas, that you would not be allowed to. But it's only the Chiyav Chatas. And the question, that's what I want to explain, is why? What's the logic to say? What's the difference? I mean, he's violating Nisr Deraisa anyways. So what's the difference if he's Chiyav Chatas or not? Chiyav Chatas is like a technical thing, is that he ends up, whether he has to bring the carbon or not. But the question is do you have a right to violate the Isser in order to avoid protecting, violate the Isser Darabana in order to protect the Deraisa? So here you definitely violate the Isser Deraisa, so why should it be that it's only talking about when there's a Chiyav Chatas, when you're actually going to bring a carbon? What's the sense to that? And it sounds like that's what's going on in the Gemara here, because that's why the Gemara knocks it out. Because the Gemara says, but he wouldn't be Chayav Chatas in that case. So what? No, but that's the premise. It's only when there's a Chayav Chatas. The question is, because afterwards, when it goes to Skila, it doesn't do that. By Skila, it's even by Nisr Skila. It's even by Nisr Skila. And why is it when it comes to Shogeg, it's only by a Chayav Chatas, not by Nisr Chatas? When it comes to Mezid, you're saying is that it doesn't seem to matter. Right, that's why at the end he answers that question. Mitare it's labim mezid mishum iser skila. Kedishli yischal Shabbos le'elushu iser skila. So it ends up changing. That's what it's changing. It's saying it's really because of the Esser. Really, it backs up. It says it's not because of the Chiyav Chatas, but because of the Esser. And v'huadil shogi v'itker so inachanami. Now that the Gemara does that, now that it changes to Esser, really could have been by Shogeg also. It's funny, could have been by Shogeg also. But let's get down to the original question. So he's learning that at this stage in the Gemara, this is the main point, is that at this stage in the Gemara, he's learning the Ibaya as follows. Is, could you violate the Isser Darabanan of peeling the bread off of the oven in order to prevent yourself from being Chayav Chatas? Or to prevent yourself from being Chayav Chatas. Not because of the Isser. Forget the Isser. Who cares about the Isser? For some reason, who cares about the Isser? But in order to prevent yourself from being Chayav Chatas or not. So what's the svara? First of all, what's the difference Chayav Chatas or not, and what's the Ibaya now according to this way of learning? I mean, on a simple level, it's worse if you're not. I mean, why is it that if you find out about it, that you're not Chayav Chatas? I mean, we didn't do that yet, but I mean, if anything, you'd think it's worse because the guy's like, he's like knows about the fact that he's violating, even though he couldn't have done anything about it, but he, so to speak, partakes of a little bit of Mezid, a little bit of Yedia. Something, I would assume, if anything, it's worse. I think Tosafot Rashi said openly it's worse. Mm-hmm. So if you're telling me that you're allowed to violate it for a Chiyav Chatas, you're allowed to violate to protect yourself from a Chiyav Chatas, certainly for an Isser Chatas, because it's worse. Whereas if our whole idea previously was, is that since the whole thing is a protection of the Deraisa, so here, since you're going to lead to an Isser Deraisa, so you should be allowed to violate the Darabam. But what does that have to do whether the guy's going to be Chayav Chatas or not? That's a totally accidental thing. Minchai v'chatos is a technicality, is a separate question in terms of his kapara. But why should it be that I'm only allowed to violate the rabbanon in order to prevent me from being chai v'chatos? I mean, it just doesn't seem. I mean, maybe if you can make it work, good. But on the surface, it doesn't seem to be. It's going to work out. It seems like you need a new idea, right? Just to summarize the problem, okay, there's a lot of back and forth here. Just to summarize the bottom line, the question we have here. So the way the Ramban is saying, the Hafamina of the Gemara is learning is as follows. Is Ravivi's question is, if you put the bread on the oven, b'shogeg, on Shabbos, and leaving it there would entail you being chayiv to bring a karbon chatas, the question is, do you have a right to pull the bread off in order to avoid being chayav achatas? That's the ibaya. Did the rabbanon allow you to violate the yisod rabbanon and thereby avoid the chayav achatas, or not? Okay, but if there's no chayav achatas, if there were no chayav achatas for whatever reason, if it would be an yisod deraisa, but for some technical reason there would be no chayav achatas that would fall upon you, then of course you wouldn't be allowed to take it off, because why should you be allowed to take it off? The only reason you'd be allowed to take it off, only possible reason why you'd be allowed to take it off, would be because of the chiyuv chatas, to avoid being chayv chavar chatas. And the question is, what sense does that make? That if it's not any worse or better, either way, it's an issa deraisa. So if you're saying is that the reason why they're allowing you to violate the issa derabanan is in order to avoid the issa deraisa, so who cares whether you're chayv chatas or not? So this is the raisa, So why only chiyuv chatas? What logic does it make? What's the logic to say that you're only allowed to rip it off, only allowed to survive this darabanon, if it will prevent you from being chayuv chatas? The other thing like this is that, it's the other interesting thing is that chiyuv chatas, in a certain sense, it's like there's kind of two faces to chiyuv chatas. In a certain sense, it's like an opportunity for a kapara. But on the other hand, it's like, so to speak, like an onash. Whereas a guy has to, like, why is it mechaper? Because you're forcing the guy, he's chayiv, to take his money, to bring a karbon, and offer up Hashem. Okay, it's not, first in the theory, doesn't want to have to give away his karbon, so we don't think of this like this, but I mean, it's a chayiv, it's like an onash. If you do it b'mezid, we mechayiv you, we whip you, let's say you do it, we whip you. Do it b'shogeg, we make you bring a karbon, or we kill you, or we make you bring a karbon. It's a punishment. Okay, it's a punishment. The guy, it's a financial hit the guy takes. Okay, it's not just something people want to do. It's something which is a punishment. And through giving your money, Lashem, that helps you think about ideas of kapara. And after all, at the end of the day, everything's great. You end up doing tshuva and it's a great vehicle, you know, but it's not something you're looking for. It's something you want to do. It's a punishment. Okay, it's a punishment. It's like a fine. But the fine takes the form of having to bring an animal. Torah's fines are designed in a way that they help you do tshuva and all that. But either way, it's a punishment. So what it's saying is like this, is that then you have a funny thing here. Is that the guy... So let's say there's no chatas. So basically what happened is the guy put the thing b'shogeg. He put it on the... Let's say he put the thing on the oven. And now he really would love to take it out. He realized before it baked, he really wants to take it out. He'd love to take it out. He doesn't want to do this with the raisa. Now, it turns out, the Rabbanon say, because of this overarching siyag, this overarching protection of the Torah, they say, sorry, you're not allowed to take it out. So I'll say, okay, it's the breaks. I mean, the guy did this with the raisa. It turns out the guy did this with the raisa, but it's through no fault of his own, so to speak. I mean, it's this with the raisa, but he turns out that's what happens. So the guy is, look, this the Torah, the Rabbanon override and say, you're not allowed to violate, you're not allowed to do it because we have a systematic concern, consideration here. You're never allowed to take the bread off the oven, and that's it. So that's the break. It's fine. The Issur D'oraisa is violated, but the Rabbanon are, it's because of the Rabbanon. And the guy is, so to speak, in a certain sense, not held responsible. He really would have taken it off. And whatever, Klapei Shmael figure, God goes, he really wanted to take it off, but the Rabbanon, so to speak, prevented him from doing it. But that's all well and good in a normal case. But let's say the guy's going to have to bring Chiyuv Chatas now. So you have a guy, basically, who's an innocent guy. He put the bread on the oven, and he was going to take it off, and he remembered, and he decided he was going to take it off, or whatever. He would have taken it off. Basically, the guy would have taken it off. So he's really innocent. But it turns out, because the Rabbanon have this Isser here, so the Rabbanon are, so to speak, forcing the guy to have to bring a chatas, whereby he really is not at fault. Right? And so it turns out that the Rabbanon are, the Isur Darabbanon here was there to protect, to prevent Isur Daraisa. It wasn't here, it wasn't made to punish a guy or to force a guy to get punished because of that. But, yeah, like it's unjust. It's not right. Exactly, it's not right. So the saying is that, in other words, it was never their intent. So the question is do you say that their Isur will exist even in the face of this injustice, so to speak? Or do you say that no, that the guy basically that's not right? The Rabbanon's intent was to make a protection, not to punish a guy. That's not in the Devar Chachamim. There's no root. There's no right to do that. There's no, the Rabbanon don't have that right. They don't have a right to b'chayv a guy karban. So you could say that the Rabbanon will be overridden in this instance. Or you could argue on the other hand is that the guy knew this Rabbanon was in place way before the guy put the thing in the oven. So he himself, like, it's kind of like he knew that. He could have known that once he puts it on, he's not allowed to take it off. So it's not like the Rabbanon's fault. It's this guy's fault. You know what I mean? Like, you could argue, there's an argument to say is that we're not going to mati this the Rabbanon because this guy got himself in the situation. On the other hand, you say is that bottom line is you have a guy who's getting punished where it's not the Torah's will, so to speak, to punish the guy, and it's the Rabbanon's will. It's because of the Rabbanon that he's getting punished. So the question is do the Rabbanon matir their Isser in order to prevent this injustice, so to speak, in order to prevent the guy who's really not the kind of Navayon who the Torah punishes, but because, like, a technicality of the Rabbanon, he's going to end up getting the punishment, which he's really not deserving. So will they suspend their Isser because of that or not? That are the two sides. I don't have a good... What's the question? But if there's no chiyuv chatas, just an issur d'oraisa. So look, I really didn't want to violate issur d'oraisa. In fact, I wanted to take it off. Now the rabbanon are forcing me to violate issur d'oraisa. So it would be like if a guy puts a gun to your head and forces you to violate issur d'oraisa. So is there any harm to me in doing that? I mean, that's like that. That's forced. That's not rabbanon aren't going to mati their issur because of a guy is going to end up being forced to violate issur d'oraisa. Big deal. So he violated issur d'oraisa. I mean, that next the Gemara is going to change and say that's a break in the system. But that's not injustice. That's a different type of a problem, is that the Rabbanon are interested in protecting the system. But in terms of the guy, look, he was an honest. He wanted to take it off. He really didn't do anything wrong, or he didn't do enough wrong to be a chayvachad, you know. And it turns out the Rabbanon forced him to keep it on. He was about to take it off. Everyone said, no, stop. So, hey, look, you tell me to stop. What am I going to do? Listen to the Rabbanon. But if that's going to turn out, the Rabbanon are going to say, stop. Bring a carbon chatas. Well, the Rabbanon can't tell the guy to bring a carbon chatas. That's not, the guy's not an avayon of a carbon chatas, and he turns out because of the Rech HaChamim, the guy is going to be forced to bring to lose $1,000 and bring a carbon. Are the Rabbanon going to uphold their Isser? That was the original question that they were going by the Gemara. Will the Rabbanon uphold the Isser in the instance when it will result in a guy unjustly having to bring a carbon chatas? Or do you say, you could say, yeah, that's not the just. And a lot of you say, look, there's a system here, and the guy put himself into that situation, so we're not gonna break down our system in order to protect that guy. And I don't have a clear two slot, like, what's that tully in? I mean, by the Geder, I had a question of the shame Geder being intrinsic, and, you know, here it's just like an external question. Like, I could see arguing that it would be a problem, I could see arguing it's not a problem. I can't pinpoint what is the question in. Maybe you could try to help with me. If you can get it better, I'd like to get it better. I couldn't get it. Maybe work on it more. See if you get it better as far, like the two sides better. But if not, what I'd like to do is move on to this chatas thing. What's the svara to say that? Why are you not chayav a chatas if you know about it in midair? I mean, it's a funny halacha. What's the sense to that halacha? So it's based, there's a Mishnah here. And you can read Rashi. And our Gemara, I think our Rashi is a little bit telling. Read Rashi carefully. It's a short Rashi, but I think it's telling. You can look at the Gemara there also. It's a Mishnah. It's a tzadi beis, right? Kuf beis, I think, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't want to get too far into it, but I'd like to have at least some way to understand the thing. I'm bothered by what's bothering you also. It's like, it just sounds like a crazy halacha. What's the sense does it make? I mean, the guy was shogeg. Who cares? Better or worse? I mean, whichever way you make it makes sense. It doesn't... I mean, the Rosh says it's worse, but whichever way, I mean, it does Rosh says it. But either way, what's the sense to the whole halacha? It's a funny halacha. If I remember, I looked in Kuf Beis, they don't explain it. And Rashi here is the only way I thought kind of explains it a little bit, but... Rashi, you can maybe look at the Pasuk, what?
Rashi doesn't even explain it there.
No, I remember, you can look at it, but you see how it goes. But it's the case of Mishnah in Kuf Beis and Al. So we could do that, and then I guess a little further. Okay. So it's true, modern technology could fool a guy like that, but unless you're going to sew, that could...
Certain rock formations of the mountain that if
you... lightning and the thunder and the storm. I mean, look, he will scheme like that. So it's all had a microphone, you could have a
bulb,
and you could be yelling and everyone will... You know?
March.
And
they didn't get anywhere near.
They really were. All the Jews are super duper scientists.
Amazed he was willing to say that.
I mean, look, think through that, yeah.